honky tonky village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way that you like it, but the way he likes to play is A to the bar. When he plays, it's a ball, he's the daddy of them all. The people gather around when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the key. A riff, a rap, a riff-raff, a riffin' out with me. And when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. He plays a boogie, he plays A to the bar, the boogie-woogie. That is the way he likes to play on his piano. And we all know that when he plays, he puts them all in a trance. The cats all holler, hooray. You hear them say, beat me, daddy, eh.
I'm going to bring this special city council meeting to order. If you all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Aceves.
Here.
Councilmember Kasdan.
Here.
Councilmember Carriaco.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tempore Richards.
Here.
Mayor Perotti.
Here. Okay, at this time we'll have public forum. Anybody that wishes to speak to anything that's not on our agenda? Do we have any speaker slips for that?
I have no speaker slips for public forum.
Okay, great. Amendments and adjustments on the screen.
Madam Mayor, we do not have any amendments or adjustments today.
Okay.
Okay, that'll take us to item A1. Consider a resolution and comment letter concerning the Santa Barbara County Cannabis Land Use Ordinance.
Thank you. Mr. Imhoff?
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, Council. The purpose of the item this afternoon is to allow the Council to consider a resolution and comment letter requesting that the County of Santa Barbara take action to impose more restrictions on cannabis cultivation and other cannabis uses in the vicinity of the city of Goleta and to mitigate negative impacts on cannabis activities on Goleta residents and businesses. As a little bit of background, following recommendation by the County Planning Commission, the County Board of Supervisors approved an ordinance for land use, for cannabis land uses on February 27, 2018 and for licensing of commercial cannabis activities on May 1st, 2018. The cannabis regulations in the coastal zone went into effect upon Coastal Commission certification on November 7, 2018. As of June 18th this year, the county has received 143 applications for commercial cannabis activities on 109 parcels throughout the county. And on January of 29th of this year, county staff provided to the Board of Supervisors a status report on the efficacy of the regulations and recommended possible amendments and options for the Board of Supervisors to consider. At that time, the Board of Supervisors directed staff to prepare amendments to the land use regulations and directed that they also return to the County Planning Commission, which they did on April 3rd of 2019, to consider alternatives for regulations of cannabis uses, principally in the Ag 1 zone districts. They made recommendations for the County Planning Commission made recommendations for ordinance amendments to increase noticing requirements and require a conditional use permit for all commercial cannabis uses on Ag 1 lots. And coming up on July 9th, the Board of Supervisors will be considering those Planning Commission recommendations, and in particular, expanded noticing within existing developed rural neighborhoods and also requirements for permitting on Ag 1 lots. In particular, the Planning Commission recommended, in addition to increased noticing requirements, that that cannabis activities on Ag 1 lots be subject to a conditional use permit. The City of Goleta has previously provided extensive comments to the county during its legislative process, recognizing that outdoor cannabis cultivation uses have the potential to impact residents and businesses within the city. And more specifically, the city requested an outright prohibition of cultivation and accessory uses on Ag 1 parcels, as well as a significant setback from residential zones on Ag 2 parcels. The county's adopted cannabis land use regulations allow cannabis uses in the county presently with a land use permit, coastal development permit, or conditional use permit. And since adoption, a number of cannabis operations, including outdoor cultivation, have been proposed or permitted adjacent to or within the vicinity of the City of Goleta. The number of complaints has increased significantly over the past year in response to these impacts associated with county cannabis uses. And of note, the City of Carpinteria adopted a similar resolution as the one before the council today on June 17th and has requested that the City of Goleta and other jurisdictions join it in requesting that the County Board of Supervisors take immediate action to address the negative health, safety, and welfare impacts of the county's cannabis land use ordinance. So our recommendation today is that the city consider the resolution and comment letter presented in the staff report to express the city's concern regarding the county's cannabis land use regulations and request that the county take action to address these issues and mitigate the negative effects on city residents and businesses. So that concludes my staff report. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, I just want to, before we go into questions and listen to the public, we have several speakers. I want to thank staff, you, Mr. Imhoff, and staff for putting together something so quickly. Thank you. And I apologize that we're having a meeting at an odd time of day, but we really wanted to get this on our agenda today to be looked at so that we can decide whether we can then bring it back to the Board of Supervisors on the 9th, which we'll be going up there and testifying. Okay, so questions for staff. Councilmember Seves.
The first question, and if you could, do we know where the county has already approved or has an application for cultivation that's close to our city boundaries?
Mayor and Councilmember Seves, we do. The county has a useful website which allows us to track where their applications are. There are three applications, one permitted that we know of north of Cathedral Oaks, and at least one in the Patterson Ag Block. And I actually have that website up, I believe, so I'm going to be looking to see if I... it'll take just a second. I can get addresses if you like.
I believe there's one right behind Glen Annie Golf Course, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
The one at Glen Annie, is that a application or is that approved or in their operations? They're in operation now.
It'll I believe the site on Glen Annie has been permitted.
Are you able to bring that up here or not?
I don't know if we can bring it up on the big screen.
Okay.
But I can give you the exact addresses. I'm just honing in on them now. So the application that has been permitted is located at 747 Glen Annie Road in Goleta. That's the Chapman Family LP. And that was permitted last year in 2018. There's a pending application at 770 Winchester Canyon Road in Goleta. This is on Ag 2 land, importantly. And that's just a land use permit application. And then there's a further application at 397 Winchester Canyon Road, also on Ag 2. And then also near the City of Goleta in the Patterson Ag Block at 1385 South Anderson Lane, in Ag 15, and also at 5295 Shoreline Drive, there are two coastal development permit applications that are pending for cannabis cultivation. And that would be mixed light cultivation indoors as is presently required in the Ag 1 district by the County of Santa Barbara.
Do we Does it show the size of the parcels for Glen Annie and Winchester Canyon? I mean, how many acreage has been approved or an application to be approved?
Let me see. It does not show that on the website. That is in the application materials.
Okay.
So I don't have that information readily available.
Okay. 14.5 acres. The other question I had, I understand that we applied or commented on the CEQA, and that's already gone through the process. It's no longer, is it no longer an issue? Or if there are other things that come up that weren't addressed in the document, does that reopen it?
Mayor and council member, the county did certify an EIR at the time it adopted the original ordinance. The materials that are going to the Board of Supervisors do not indicate that they are going to reopen that environmental document. So we would have to evaluate whether we thought that the changes created some new impact. But again, the changes that are proposed principally relate to noticing and increased permit requirements. They don't deal with the substance of what's allowed. So I don't think that it reopens the CEQA document.
One of the reasons why I asked that is I don't know if anybody else received it today, but today I received an email from a company called wastetracking.com. and their consulting group. And they show a big picture of cannabis. And their first question is, got cannabis waste? Due to the recent epidemic of illegal dumping and disposal of cannabis waste generated by growers, distributors, dispensaries, is showing up on streets, back alleys, and open space throughout the county. And it goes on, they want us to hire their services to help deal with the waste. But my question is, if we know, was this issue addressed in the county's EIR? If it isn't, can it be?
Mayor and council member, I don't recall seeing that as an issue that was raised in the EIR. The EIR at this point has been certified, and I would guess that the statute of limitations has run, so I don't know that that's something that we could raise at this point in time.
Okay. And obviously the issue of water has already been addressed with the EIR.
Presumably, yes.
Okay. I hope so. The reason why I asked that question is I have a friend who is a organic farmer, and his concern is that marijuana grows use more water than a normal ag parcel would. And he's concerned about the water basin being drained with too many cannabis grows. So anyway, those are my questions for now. I may ask them later.
Mayor Pro Tem Richards.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Inhofe. I want to echo the mayor's comments, thanking staff for bringing this forward so quickly. I appreciate your ability to do that. I want to draw attention to the letters that you had provided to us regarding prior communications that we've had with the county and about this issue. And we sent a letter to the Planning Commission on January of 2018. We sent two letters to the Board of Supervisors in February of 2018. And then we followed up with a letter to the Planning Director of the County Department of Planning and Development in March of 2018, after the county had adopted their ordinance. In that most recent letter, we had requested that that a notice of any permit application for cannabis use within the Goleta Community Plan area or the Eastern Goleta Valley Community Plan, that we be notified, and we even included 30 self-addressed stamped envelopes. Do you know, can you provide any information about what response we have received either from the county officially or from the planning director about any of our prior communications with them about this issue?
Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem, I don't think that we've received a formal response. The original land use ordinance did address the question of impacts on urban areas and incorporated cities, and the one safeguard that was incorporated was a conditional use permit requirement on parcels that are directly adjacent to the boundary of the city of Goleta. So the response, if there was one, was built into the ordinance. In addition to the comment letters that you noted, I would just mention that I did also address the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission on several occasions on this, representing the City of Goleta and voicing these same concerns.
Okay, so can you clarify then, you said some of our concerns, or to there was some extent that our concerns were addressed in our previous communications through the ordinance that the county adopted?
Right, Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem, I don't think we received a direct response back from county staff or the Board of Supervisors, but the ordinance did address the issue of compatibility of cannabis land uses with cities, and it did so. The only restriction it imposed was a discretionary permit type, a conditional use permit. We had requested more than that. We had requested a substantial buffer where cannabis cultivation in particular would not be allowed from city boundaries. So we got a much lesser and, in our view, inadequate provision in the ordinance, which again, only on parcels that are immediately adjacent to the city would require a discretionary process, including noticing and hearing. For all other projects, including the applications that I mentioned in the inland area on Ag 2, the permit type would be a ministerial land use permit that would not provide for hearing and would not provide the same kinds of protections, even if we agreed that the CUP by itself would be an adequate protection, which we disagree with.
And just so that I'm clear, so with regard to the parcels immediately adjacent that abutted city property that were in county property, it didn't have any indication of how far inland that would go. So if that property, for example, was a narrow piece and then the property next to it on the other side was applying, then that wouldn't fall under any of the categories for noticing then, right?
That's correct. It doesn't specify a specific distance. It's based on the existing parcelization. So if there's a relatively small parcel immediately adjoining the city boundaries, then that wouldn't serve as much of a protection if the cultivation happens even two or three parcels farther inland.
Okay, so we might assume that there would be impacts, odors or other impacts from other parcels that could be nearby that wouldn't be immediately adjacent to the city.
Yes, that's our concern.
Okay, thank you very much.
Councilmember Carriaco.
Hi, just a couple quick questions. And first of all, thank you to staff for being so responsive to all of our different questions over the weekend. Just two questions for me. One, you already addressed the fact that one of the active permits, one of the approved permits, is immediately above Glenanny Golf Course. There's two others that are pending. Can you just clarify for me? I believe that two of the last ones you mentioned, those are in the area we commonly refer to as Moore Mesa, correct? The Moore Mesa area? The Shoreline application, and I think Anderson was the other one.
Mayor and Council, we're just bringing up the county's interactive GIS now. I'm sorry we weren't able to do that immediately previously, but if you look down and see those two red circles that are overlapping, that's the location of the two coastal permit applications that are closest to us.
So that's a really important part of the Greater Goleta Valley's agricultural history. And then my other question is, and you already addressed this to a certain extent over the weekend, but maybe you could just elaborate on it for the public. Can you just talk a little bit about the impact that this, you know, when these types of issues aren't being addressed by the county, what the impact is on staff, just in terms of the types of activities that we're having to engage in when we're trying to wrestle with our new zoning ordinance and so many other important things that we're trying to prioritize as a city? So
certainly, Mayor and Council Member, I mean, for us to engage meaningfully with the permit applications that are pending, we have to track then the county's permit process, monitor this website, communicate with county staff, understand where those are in the process, and critically pay attention to appeal notices, and then engage council to determine whether we wish to challenge and evaluate whether we have grounds to challenge permits that are approved through an appeal process. So that is time consuming.
So it's fair to say there's a bit of an opportunity cost for staff and for the city.
Yes.
Thank you.
Councilmember Kasdan.
Thank you. To point out, actually, to add, the not only have we, this has been our concerns have been a long-standing and ongoing concern. So we've sent not only letters, but Director Imhoff, and I went up at one point to testify about it, and somehow they managed to not respond to that honeyed words. But But anyway, I guess the point of it is the that the concerns that are existing are just long-standing, and they've just not been responsive to the concerns that are raised, and they're not superficial concerns. They're not trivial or NIMBY or anything like that. They're fundamental concerns that come to the basis of what we do in terms of zoning in a city. And we'll talk about it later. I'll let the public chime in. But it's important to recognize that we're not coming in at the last minute or anything like that. It's not that we waited to make our comments, that we've been longstanding and persistent in our comments, and they've just been falling on deaf ears. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Imhoff, I was under the understanding, and I don't know if you could find it or not, that there's another application being proposed on an unincorporated in Goleta towards its the address is on Kyriel. Do you see, is that still happening? That's another one. Yeah, that way.
The
not showing it.
The only other application farther to the east is there's an application on at 1200 Via Regina, but you think farther west there's one?
West towards the Bacara.
Yeah.
So the closest one that we know about is this one that's inland on Winchester Canyon Road at 770 Winchester Canyon Road.
Okay. All right, thank you. I think it's time to hear from the public. We have a few speakers, and I thank you for all for being here. I will call up a couple at a time. First one is Roberto Von Gaming. Sorry. I was practicing before you came, and I still got it wrong.
Well done, Madam Mayor. yes, my name is Roberto Van Gienen. Madam Mayor, council members, thank you for allowing me to speak. I speak on behalf of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company and CWI, our ownership group. The Ritz-Carlton Macara is one of the largest employers in the city with close to 700 employees. We contribute extensively to the local economy through employment, real estate taxes, and contribution to the Tourism Business Improvement District. Our guests also frequent local businesses like shopping, restaurants, and tourist attractions. We are extremely concerned about the cannabis production close to our location that's being proposed. If left unregulated, the smell of cannabis growing would be incredibly detrimental to our guests and to our reputation. It would also be a considerable risk to the health and well-being of all of our ladies and gentlemen who work at the resort every single day. And also regarding Haskell's Beach, that we are the stewards of close to the hotel, this issue will interfere with the public's enjoyment. And we strongly support the city in this effort.
Thank you so much. Kathy Jania Dykes, followed by Cecilia Brown.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, my name is Kathy Janega Dykes, and I'm president and CEO of Visit Santa Barbara. Our organization's mission is to inspire overnight travel to the South Coast, of course, including the community of Goleta. While not experts on the cannabis industry, our association believes that what's good for the residents is generally good for our visitors, and maintaining a positive brand allows for reasonable regulations. So it's our view that this resolution is well aligned with these beliefs. We do not have any overarching objection to other industries that contribute to the economic diversity of our county, but we ask that you continue to work to ensure that all industries can succeed. So on behalf of the visitors, many of whom choose this destination over our competitors for clean air and our environment, I ask you to vote in favor of today's resolution.
Thank you. Cecilia Brown, followed by Joan Esposito.
Madam Mayor, council members, happy 4th of July. Thank you so very much for bringing this forward on such a very short notice. It's great. It's needed. If you take the map, and I'll just answer some of the questions that some of your staff couldn't answer, if you can go back and just show the Goleta Valley a little bit on that map. So there is a nursery application in over on the Gaviota Coast on Kyriel. It doesn't show up there. I'm not sure why. The one, there's the two that you mentioned down on the bluffs. One was raided. It was on the St. George property, so that's no more. That's gone. But there is a pending one. That's the one that's pending, right? The other one's gone. But anyway, if you look broadly at the foothills, any of those parcels can grow outdoor cannabis, do outdoor cultivation, and that's the worry, that it needs to be a higher discretionary permit so that you get the neighborhood compatibility piece, the health, welfare, and safety piece that you don't get in the land use permit. So the 770 Winchester Canyon Grow is proposed at 14.5 acres outdoors, and the one further south is a 2-acre proposed grow. And they're still in process. But anyway, I don't have much to say. You guys have said it all and did a fabulous job on the staff report and the resolution. I just wanted to thank you so very much. And thank Stuart for Councilmember Kasdan for showing up at the hearing, and also for Mr. Imhoff for his persistence at coming to County Planning Commission meetings. Thank you.
Could I just clarify one thing? You said there was one not on the map. Where was that one?
It's the nursery that's in the Gaviota Coast. I don't know why it's not on the map, but
how far up the coast is it?
There it is.
Okay.
So it's quite a way. So it's quite a ways.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joan Esposito, followed by Fermina Murray.
Good afternoon. I don't live in Kalita. My name is Joan Esposito. I live in Carpinteria, which is a tiny valley. And right behind my house is 4 miles of cannabis farms, from the Alliance Club to the polo fields. And a lot of these cannabis farms are not owned by local people. They're owned by people from around the country. Our high school is surrounded in three parts by cannabis farms. Our children have been leaving school, getting sick, breathing problems, asthma problems for over 2 years. Nothing has been done. Our hands are tied in Carpinteria because the farms are located on Santa Barbara County land, so it's very difficult. I'm grateful for our council for standing up, because like you, city council have been sending letters into the county now for 2.5 years. And as one city councilman said at the resolution meeting, it's like we're the kids at the back of the building waving, going hi and whistling, we're here, pay attention to us. So county, the board of supervisors are not listening to them. Our city council sent numerous, very well-written letters, and our staff have been overworked on this. I've had cancer 4 times. I've had headaches, blinding headaches, for the last 2.5 years. In December, my doctor sent me in for an MRI in my brain, all clear. Have my glasses checked, all clear. I might even have my teeth checked, all clear. We even had our house looked at for mold, all clear. My house is right next to a cannabis farm, right across from the school. And more are coming in. I'm going to tell you, Angelita, please watch it carefully, because they come in, they have crowded our city, and our supervisor has not listened to us. No one is listening to us. We have a lot of health problems. I can no longer have my grandchildren up to play at my house. They live in Santa Monica, because one of them has allergies. Elderly people like me are getting sick. We're writing letters to the newspapers. Our city council say their hands are tied. I really want to thank you for this resolution. And the issue here is health issues. One of my friends just went to a doctor in Santa Barbara. And of course, the doctors are not opening up. This doctor is dealing with the workers in the cannabis farms, and they are having upper and respiratory problems. And this cannabis lobby has so much money, I don't know how we can fight them. When you stand up and fight them, you get called all kinds of names. So I really want to warn you, do not let your city turn into a well-known city like, I'm forgetting where I'm living, in Carpinteria. And I want to thank you so much. And we are all spending a lot of time on this issue.
Thank you. Fermina Murray, followed by Denise Fellows.
Thank you very much, Council
Mayor. I have not much to say. I just echo everything that has been said. I also just really deeply commend the city and Peter Imhoff and all the staff who just been working hard at this. I think what's really what everyone is saying is the pain, the real pain that people are feeling of having all these health issues and not being heard. I think that is really the bottom line of all this and all the other. And I just hope that this time when you go to July 9th, we're mobilizing our neighborhood to go to the July 9th hearing in support of Carpentier and everything. When it comes to health, there are no boundaries. Cities, all the cities, we are all together in this. And I will mobilize all our neighbors to help. And we are so grateful to you and to the staff for doing all this. Thank you.
Thank you. Denise Fellows, followed by Lauren Gleason.
Good afternoon, council members. Thank you again for all you have done. I have seen Peter Imhoff at many meetings, and we have appreciated the support of the city of Goleta. I live one block outside of the city of Goleta, at the top of Camino Manadero in Rancho del Ciervo. And we are very concerned about the lack of a buffer between Ag 2 parcels and the residential properties. So we would ask that you would continue to push the county on making a greater area between where the cannabis actually grows and where the homes are located. The children in our area would be maybe 50 feet out their door would be an orchard, which could very easily at this point be turned into a cannabis grow. Not only is it concerning for our health and welfare, we're concerned for our property values, and I'm really concerned for the fundamental change in our county. Cannabis is going to change the type of people we attract to come and visit. We have these gorgeous hotels. We appreciate the Ritz-Carlton being here, the Four Seasons Biltmore, and others. And Santa Barbara has done so much to promote tourism, but this is an anathema to the tourism that we already have. People don't want to come and smell cannabis. So again, I commend you as a city council. I thank you so much for reaching and passing this ordinance and proposal that you are putting forth, and we would just ask that you'd continue to show up at the county board meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Lauren Gleason, followed by Kristen Miller.
First of all, thank you so much, City Council, for putting this together. I'm not a resident currently of Goleta. I did, however, live for about 10 years in Winchester Canyon, so I kind of still feel like a Galician at heart and actually hope someday to maybe be back in Goleta. I'm a teacher at Alta Vista Alternative High School. My husband is a teacher at Dos Pueblos High School, and my daughter will be going to Dos Pueblos High School starting over next year. So as was said previously, you know, there are no boundaries for the smell, and what happens in Goleta is basically the same as what happens in the county. I live off Old San Marcos and, you know, have Ag 2 in our backyard right across the street. But I do worry that, you know, students will be coming to our schools nauseous, ill, and that teachers will be showing up nauseous and ill. So I think what you're doing to protect the city of Goleta is awesome, and I hope that it will extend out to other areas to also be protecting all of our health and well-being. Again, thank you so much, and thanks for keeping up the good fight.
Thank you. Kristen Miller, followed by Paul Kowalski.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. I'm Kristen Miller, President and CEO of the Goleta Chamber of Commerce, representing 450 members and 35,000 jobs in the region. I'm here to give our support to the city's resolution. Cannabis in Santa Barbara County has become a major concern in our community and therefore of the Chamber. Our Public Policy Committee met recently to discuss the issue, particularly the concerns over permit requests to grow cannabis on parcels in western Goleta, close to our residential neighborhoods and just downwind of the Ritz-Carlton Bacara. Committee members studied data and documents and heard from experts, but right now it looks as if the effects of cannabis growing are detrimental to our quality of life. There do not seem to be enough safeguards to protect our neighborhoods from the inevitable odors of cannabis growing, and there are reputational risks of being known as a cannabis capital. The Chamber's concerns are for Goleta's neighborhoods, our tourism economy, and the negative economic impacts of this new agricultural industry on our quality of life and economy. The problem with outdoor cannabis growing is the smell. Scientific research is emerging on the noxious nature of the odor and its irritant effect on eyes, nose, and skin. It's also a recognizable odor associated with marijuana smoking, and therefore the perception is extremely negative. What safeguards are in place to make sure that permits issued in the foothills and canyons outside Goleta city limits will prevent drifting odors into Goleta? How large should a buffer be to ensure the smell does not drift to our coast? What technology exists to eliminate the harmful odors from this newly legalized crop? Goleta is heavily invested in our local tourism economy. Nearly 1,200 jobs are connected with the hospitality industry in Goleta, and the city relies on transient occupancy taxes or bed taxes as its largest revenue source before sales tax and property tax. The Ritz-Carlton Bacara generates a large amount of that bed sales and property tax and employs more than 500 people. I'm going to talk fast. What mitigation should be required of this new industrial crop that inevitably will have a negative impact on the Goleta tourism industry? In previous sphere of influence discussions, the neighboring Santa Barbara Airport and UC Santa Barbara have followed detailed plans to ensure their operations do not negatively affect our local Goleta economy. What is being studied at the county level to ensure Goleta is protected? Our committee is unclear if Santa Barbara County is pursuing or allowing permits for large amounts of cannabis grows as an economic development plan to fund the county's deficit. Previous economic development plans related to the county have been rebuffed. Development, events, oil and gas, and even entrepreneurial partnerships have not been embraced by the county as solutions to its revenue challenges. If cannabis is the county's solution to creating more revenue, it must not be at Goleta's expense. A loss in revenue for Goleta due to a decline in tourism and lower property values in residential neighborhoods should be factored and incorporated into the county's revenue neutrality agreement. Thank you for your resolution.
Thank you. Paul Kowalski, followed by Robert Miller.
Good afternoon, Mayor, council members. My name is Paul Kowalski, and I am the chairman of the Cannabis Business Council of Santa Barbara County. And I just want to say that we understand that being a sister city of Carpinteria, that they need your support, and we recognize that you're going to write a letter in support of that. The cannabis industry is an extremely regulated industry. We don't want to see any detrimental effects to the community. We stand by the commitment of the members of the industry who are willing to go through the time and effort to produce a successful scenario for the residents of the county. Ag property is ag property. You know, I understand that times are changing and things happen. Goleta specifically, I think sometimes things are being attributed to the industry that aren't actually quite accurate. If you look at nurseries, the impact on the surrounding area from a nursery, almost minimal. There is no smell generated from a nursery. It's just a plant. There's a very short period of time outdoors when harvest season is here that there's some smell. But attributing health effects, and again, I'm not going to say there aren't any. There's generations in the future to make this determination. However, cannabis has been grown for generations in Northern California. It's just a plant. There's no additional health effects from breathing the oxygen put out by a cannabis plant as opposed to an oxygen put out by a strawberry plant. What I can tell you, there's significantly less pesticide. There's significantly greater environmental regulation. Talking to the growers in the Carpinteria area, they say cannabis uses less water than many of the flowers they were growing in the past. The reason that Santa Barbara County, specifically the Carpinteria area, seems like such a high density area is because it's already built out specifically to grow flowers. It's Holland of America. The carbon footprint has already been expended to develop and put all of those greenhouses in place. You have generations, families that have been growing there for generations who were losing everything in the existing market and said, hey, the only way we're going to make it is with cannabis. And they've gone and made that decision. And I think that regulation is what's needed. I think you should stand beside your sister city of Carpinteria. And I think that the industry will stand up and that it will make a viable scenario for everyone.
Thank you. Robert Miller.
Good afternoon, Madam Mayor, council members. Thank you for this opportunity to talk with you this afternoon. My name is Robert Miller, and I represent myself, not as a member of the Planning Commission. I'm totally delighted, as virtually every other speaker has indicated, with what the City Council is doing today and your obvious attention to this issue over the past months, if not over the last year or more. As a member of the Planning Commission, I did have the opportunity to hear from many speakers citizens of Goleta who live near small marijuana grows, that is their neighbors' backyard operations and whatever, and the smell and odor issue is real. I frankly was uninformed about that issue before the hearings that we had at the Planning Commission, but it came across quite strong and quite convincingly, and from other things I've read in the media. I was alarmed to read about this yesterday. I really didn't know what was happening, I guess, on this issue until the last day or so, and it is quite alarming. I would say that in Western Goleta, we're still dealing with a hydrogen sulfide issue. It hasn't erupted in recent months, but it's still something that has not been resolved, and it comes from agricultural wells, perhaps the same wells that will be used to cultivate and water the cannabis plants on the same on the same farms. My fear is that the next time, a year from now, if the cannabis operations are in effect, we have an odor problem, we won't know whether it's the cannabis or it's the hydrogen sulfide. I'd also just add that the nuisances are that we face in Western Goleta are piling up. We have the hydrogen sulfide issue. We have the peaker plant, which has been there for some time, granted. We have a proposed battery storage plant on the site currently used by the Bacara for parking. And now we face the potential cannabis odor. So I again congratulate the council and thank you for your attention to this matter.
Thank you. Do we have any other speaker slips?
I have no speaker slips left.
Did anybody else want to say anything that they haven't spoken yet? No? Okay.
Mayor, there was one minor correction to the resolution, the draft resolution that I wanted to call to your attention. In the fifth whereas, we would suggest amending, changing the words north of to surrounding or in the vicinity of, so that it reads a proliferation and overconcentration of commercial cannabis cultivation operations in the lands surrounding the city of Goleta rather than north of.
Yeah. That'll cover Patterson and the other areas.
Yeah, that's, I agree. That's a good one. Good catch. Councilmember Kasdan?
So, ready to move to comments and such?
Sure. I would just encourage everybody to come on, if you can, July 9th and speak. And I do want to recognize that we received many, many emails as well, but a lot of people are working or they couldn't be here this afternoon. Do we have any more questions? No? Okay.
So I guess I just wanted to make a point that I had heard recently someone from the county raising the argument or making the point that it's important to legalize it and enable the growing of it in a legal basis in order to avoid having black market, and that this was part of bringing it out into the public and avoiding all that went on associated with illegal process. And to me, the thing that that's essentially kind of a straw man argument. It misses the point, because this is not a binary decision that we're looking at. We're not asking about whether or not cannabis growing should be legal or illegal. And this is a question of, in a sense, restraint or about proper location. It doesn't mean that Santa Barbara has to have the largest growing operations in the entire world. In many ways, it comes down, it's a simple question of what is the purpose of zoning? And the purpose of zoning is to find the right place for certain things, for activities to take place, so there's not some sort of spillover effect, so other properties aren't affected. We don't allow toxic waste dumps near schools. We don't allow people to put up archery sets in their backyards. Spearing your neighbors is considered a detrimental effect. In this case, the growing of the cannabis is going to have a clear impact on the surrounding neighborhood and the area. And what the request that we have is not to say ban it uniformly, but it's simply to recognize there's residences nearby and to show some restraint on where it's going to be located, to recognize that we don't have to use every square inch of the county in order to grow cannabis. There's plenty of land available without having it right up to where residences are located. I guess the last thing is that this idea that right now for the county, it's the law of holes. The law of holes is when you're in a hole, stop digging. And they have to recognize they have a problem, fix it. Don't argue about it. Don't just keep arguing. It is possible to respond to the concerns that people have. It's a reasonable thing to listen to what the public has in mind and react to it. It's not an impossibility, and they should listen and respond. You don't have to be consistent when you're digging yourself a hole. So, thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Seves.
Thank you. First of all, I'm definitely going to support the resolution, and as amended, because obviously we got other areas that surround our city where there's potential grows or growing. But I think sending a resolution to the county is not going to be sufficient. We only have to listen and see the pains that Carpinteria has gone through because the county hasn't listened, and now they're suffering from it. And the question is, do we want our city to be in the same situation? We have an opportunity here, and it goes beyond sending them a resolution. I would ask staff to stay on top of the issues, to be aggressive in the complaints that are received. Just today we heard Fermina saying health issues from the farmers. Well, doesn't county health have a say into that? Shouldn't they be investigating to see if, in fact, there's an over that their employees have to go to doctors more than any other farming enterprise? We haven't talked about the role of the air pollution control district. I think that we have to be aggressive as we get the complaints to make sure that we avail ourselves to every investigative party to make sure that we reduce the impacts to our community. Unfortunately, the county's in a situation now where this is their only salvation in finding money to fix their financial woes. And unfortunately, it's the money that's driving their decisions and blinding them to listening to their constituents to the impacts and direct intended consequences because of what they're approving. Many of you know, our city's given them over $110 million of revenue neutrality money over the years. If we had gotten $110 million, we could have done a lot with that. Unfortunately, the county didn't plan for it, nor do they plan for it in the future. I'm sorry to hear, Joan, when you came out and spoke. I appreciate you coming out all the way from Carpinteria and sharing your pain. But what really struck me is when you said 2.5 years and the Board of Supervisors are not listening. If that was a complaint of the City Council, I don't think we'd be here. We'd be replaced. I appreciate what Kristen Miller said as far as the economic development plan. They don't have an economic development plan other than raising as much money as they can in marijuana revenue, and they've already budgeted for it. Now, we just approved our budget, and we didn't count on a single penny from any of the retail establishments coming in, not a penny. But what we did do, this council approved no outdoor growing in our community. None. Backyards, none. And I'm getting complaints, and I refer them to our staff, of people that still want to violate it, but they're going to be held accountable for growing in their backyards. I can attest in 32 years as a cop that there is a smell from marijuana. That's how we make traffic stops, and we could smell the marijuana in the car. It's not just the smell of a marijuana cigarette being smoked, but you can smell the plants itself. And I think the courts have found that to be probable cause to be able to affect actions because the professional identification of the smell of marijuana plants. We have an obligation to protect our community, to protect our residents. We've done everything that we can within our city boundaries, but we have to take the next step level and make sure that we do everything we can to hold the county accountable for the impacts that they're making to our city by continuing to approve all of these growths. I mean, was that 2, 4, 6 plus the number on the Gaviota? There's 7. Where is it going to stop? What's the next one? I think, Jean, you said you had 4 miles. Or to it, I'm sorry to say, 4 miles of grow along Foothill?
Right behind my house.
4 miles. That's incredible. So thank you for coming, and I definitely support this. But again, I hope council would concur with me and make sure that we allow our staff to be aggressive in making sure that we address the concerns that are given as these projects move forward.
I just want to make a real quick comment before Mayor Pro Tem Richards speaks. I'll plan on saying a lot of things at the Board of Supervisors meeting on the 9th. But one thing I want to say to them is that, you know, this is all new to all of us. We don't always get it right. The city of Goleta didn't get it right the first time we did our ordinance. But we realized the consequences of what we had done our first ordinance, and we brought it back to the drawing board, and we fixed it. I think the county has an obligation to do the same. That's all I'm going to say about that. Councilmember, or Mayor Pro Tem Richards?
I support the resolution as amended, but I wanted to just add a few comments about how I'm hearing this issue and maybe making sure that it's framed the way I want it to be clear. I hear that there are nuisance issues. I hear that there are concerns about odors and the impacts of the operations in the adjacent neighborhoods. I agree with what Councilmember Kasdan said, that to me it's a matter of a zoning. You know, we're going through our own zoning process right now, and our ordinance is nearing the finish line. We'll be hearing more about that later. But it's not for me, what it's not about, and for those who would who would seek to frame it as us being reactionary or taking the stand that, you know, that it's reefer madness, that we're just reacting to, you know, being anti-marijuana or anti-cannabis. And I, you know, I'm the first to point out that Prop 64, when it passed a few years ago, got over 70% of the voters of Goleta voted for that. So, and I supported that as well. So it's not that we're here sitting here saying that we don't like marijuana, we don't want it anywhere near us, we don't, you know, we don't think it's right, or it's not a moral, we're not making any kind of moral judgment about it. But we are hearing that there are nuisance issues, there are impacts, there are economic impacts, there are impacts of potential to our tourism, to our property values, there are aesthetic impacts from the proliferation of hoop houses in nearby adjacent neighbor ag lands. So I just want to be clear that those are the things that I'm hearing, and that's why I'm supporting this, and that's what I'm basing my decision on, as opposed to some kind of reactionary, a blanket of just being anti-cannabis. So I just want to make sure that we're clear about that. But given that, I am willing to make a motion to support the resolution as amended.
Please do.
So moved.
Do you have to read the motion?
Okay.
Is everybody weighed in? They wanted to weigh in? I don't know.
Well, we can continue discussion after a motion is
made. So there's a motion on the floor, and somebody want to second it, and then we can discuss.
I'll second as amended.
Okay. Any discussion? No? Okay, seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Okay. All right. Mr. Jenkins, would you like to report us into closed session?
I certainly would, Mayor. We have a closed session on today's agenda, and involving a bunch of litigation matters. It's time to recess into closed session.
Do we have any speaker slips?
I have no speaker slips.
Okay. We'll recess to closed session.